consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We take it to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself.
I'll tell you, we've been practicing our Cockney accents, and we're not too well, have we, so far this morning, Lucy, in the office?
All right, Governor.
All right,
that'll do.
But three people who I'm sure have got it off to a T, the Cockney accent I'm talking about, are our next guests. We've got Lucy McGee, John Payton, who's a producer of Oliver, and also Ian Jervis, who plays Mr. Bumble. Welcome to the studios. Nice to see you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, can we have it in a Cockney accent?
All right, Governor.
That'll do, Lucy. Great to see you guys again from Popular Productions. John, apparently you've come close to losing your voice from trying to control. How many children have you got in the cast?
We have 97 of them.
Yeah. Mm. And keeping 97 kids in tow is not an easy job, is it, really?
It's not, especially when you're asking them to sing and jump around as emphatically as they can.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of hyper kids, I imagine.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, last time we met John, we were kind of sat in the middle of a circle of the Von Trapp family and the Sound of Music, and we asked Lucy when we started, that's the one musical that you've actually been in, isn't it?
Yes, and I love it. But yeah. I do love all musicals. This is a fantastic one. It's got so many brilliant songs.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? One of them there, of course, Consider Yourself. So how does this musical differ in terms of, you know, you as a producer, John, putting all this together?
I think it's probably just in scale, really.
Yeah.
We've got a much bigger cast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That just involves more preparation and time in rehearsal with them. There are bigger scenes as well. I mean, Oliver's more of a traditional musical in the sense that it has four or five big numbers through the show, which it resorts to when it wants to fill the stage. And then there's lots of intimate scenes. But The Sound of Music is more about a family. So there's lots of littler scenes, and vignettes between those characters. This story starts in a workhouse, and then it goes to the London streets, then it takes you to a pub, and then it takes you to London Bridge. So there are all these big scenes that involve lots of people coming and going and doing their thing. So it's probably just a scale thing, really, that just increases the amount of time that you need to work on in rehearsal.
Yeah, those locations at Lucy, does that mean more set changes? I mean, we've often talked about the mountain and the Sound of Music and, you know, you pack it away and keep the ice on top of it for next time. But, I mean, in terms of set for this this particular production, is it much bigger?
This is our biggest set to date. So for anyone that's seen any of our previous productions, they'll, come and see. We have a huge set. It's been brilliantly designed by our designer, Caroline Reed. And yes, as John said, we change location quite a lot, so it had to be really carefully and cleverly designed, of course, to fit into the theatre and to fit. We still have all these people to get on stage around it. So
I mean, are these props made here, these sets? Or
we do. We have it designed in London by Caroline, and then we have it made here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now let's come to Ian, Mr. Bumble. Tell us about what a great name for a character for a start. Tell us about Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble is the beadle of the workhouse. He's a rather pompous character who's he's rather rough on the children.
Is
in
he?
His charge,
right.
Yes.
So he's a bit of a nasty character then, isn't he?
Yes, he is, really.
Yeah.
Although he's more of a fool,
so
I think.
The kids are scared of you then, are they?
Yeah.
Is that in character and out of character?
Yes, absolutely.
That's got to be quite useful, keeping them in line, though. Now, Ian, some of your background is in opera. How does it compare doing, you know, the musical kind of style of singing to appearing in, say, La Bohème?
Musically, it is quite different. The vocal styles are different. One tends to use a fairly operatic style, seeing things like Boy for Sale, which is Mr. Bumble's first
song. Yeah, quite dramatic.
But then you tend to resort to more character-type voices for... I have a wonderful duet with Widow Corney, played by Donna Hazelton. Mm-hmm. Very funny. And we both use very much character voices there. This bit's set in the north, actually, so we're northern.
Oh, right.
And how easy do you find it to get into character? Is there anything you've had to do to kind of prepare for the role of Bumble?
Well, obviously, your listeners can't see me, so they...
He looks like a Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble is a fairly rounded character in all ways.
Now, just tell us about kind of staging something like this and kind of the business side behind it, John, obtaining the rights and what you have to, you know, go through to actually get to this stage where you can put on something like Oliver.
Sure. Well, we've wanted to produce this for about 2 years, I think. We considered it a few years ago and then decided on The Sound of Music. We approached Cameron McIntosh, who, if your listeners don't know, he's probably the number one producer in the world, I would have thought, for musical theatre.
Yeah.
Who's currently producing the film version of Les Miserables, very busy on that. So we approached him just before Christmas about it. And you kind of have to prove to somebody like that that you're going to do a really good job on it.
Mm.
So that would go from talking to him about the lead casting, to who, how many people you'd have in the cast, what type of abilities they would be. What your costumes and your set are going to be like, how you're going to market the show, what the venue is like, how long it's going to run for. They need to see that that's going to be of interest to them. And he holds the principal rights for the show because back in the early 90s, he developed the show once more with Lionel Bart, who was still alive then, who's the writer. Yep. And they revived the show in London for 4 years, and it was incredibly successful. And it's just had another revival 2 years ago in London, and is now on tour in the UK. So it's very much a going concern for Cameron McIntosh.
Yeah. What was his reaction when you said you wanted to bring it to Dubai?
Well, they were just intrigued at first. I know that there have been some school productions and relatively minor productions before, but nothing on the scale that we're doing it. And he said, if you're going to do it, you need to do it properly. So we had to prove to him that we were going to do it on the scale that he expects to see it on.
Yeah.
So that was the main thing behind it, and we had to do presentations, you know, we did the set designs and costume designs and things like that, and just worked towards giving him what he thought was the level that he would expect, and which we according to him, we've done. So we hope the audience
otherwise you wouldn't be sat in front
huge,
of us.
Yeah. You know, as you mentioned there have been, you know, numerous revivals of Oliver over the years. It's really, really popular one. Of course, a lot of people will remember it from the classic movie.
Mm.
Is that somewhat daunting when you've got to put on a show and people have these ideas in their head of what they expect to see? And you think of things being remade like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, for example, and comes in for a lot of stick when you put a new twist on something that's an old favourite. How have you approached putting together a production that will appeal to the audience here?
I think you have to honour the foundations that this musical came from. It was a success for a reason. It hasn't changed massively over the years. They have reworked the script here and there.
Mm-hmm.
They actually brought in some elements that were brought out in the movie that wasn't actually in the musical, and that has then changed the way the script is laid out. I mean, Ian, sitting across from me here playing Mr. Bumble, he was in the London run for 2 years recently, so he might have some input on that. They might have given you some input. But we try and honour the foundations of the show. What you try to find the voice of the author. So Lionel Bart, you can hear it in his music. And the dialogue that he's written and the scenarios that he puts his characters into, it is actually a very funny show.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think of Oliver and think, well, it's Dickensian, it must be grim, it must be all that. And it is that at times, but it's done with a kind of a quirky smile and a little jauntiness, if you like.
Yes.
So that was important to me, to give the audience a really good time when they come to see it. I think just to give it the flavour that everybody's aware of, but certainly the scenes and the characterizations and the scenarios that they get into are all pretty much fresh, and I don't even really take any input. I haven't seen the film for 10 years, so I couldn't tell you the way it's done myself. So I guess, yes, it will have a freshness to it, and it comes from the performers in the rehearsals.
Yeah. I mean, Ian, do you feel a freshness in this production? As you were in London for 2 years, what's the difference with this outing?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It does feel fresh. It's nice to explore. It's nice to be able to explore the characters a little bit more. John's directing it very much in his own way. He's given us some fresh insights into what the characters are doing and meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a very nice. It's going to be a fantastic production. Actually, it feels
It feels
good. It's got a good feel about
already. Now, Lucy, of course, you're here on the ground pretty much all the time, and you're very much involved in kind of the Dubai elements when it comes to the casting. So just tell us about how, you know, the first auditions went and when everybody's kind of knocking on the door saying, I want to be an Oliver.
Well, they were, and we had a huge amount of people try out, and we were looking for all ages from 7 to upwards. There was no limit, really. And as always, we saw lots of new, fresh talent. Lots of our old cast came back as well to re-audition for this. And we're so happy with the cast, absolutely delighted. The four boys that we have as the lead roles, we have two Olivers and two Dodgers. They're absolutely fantastic. I mean, they're working so hard. They're at school and rehearsing full time. They haven't had a day off yet.
Wow.
Their energy is just wonderful, and they're really, really embracing the opportunity they've been given, which they have earned, and they're very, very talented, all four of them.
And what kind of age are your Olivers?
They're 10 and 11.
10 and 11.
Yeah.
So a show that's been around for so long being, you know, embraced by 10 and 11 year olds today, does that, John, show the quality of work that it is, would you say?
I think so. I think you approach auditions for this kind of thing sometimes with trepidation. You're not sure what's going to come through the door.
No.
Although we have had experience with them over the last two or three years and some successes with the younger performers that come in.
Yeah.
We also have older performers, I should say. We have an ensemble here from Dubai and Abu Dhabi that's equally as talented. But the children in particular... I think children have an innate energy in them anyway, especially at that age, and it's about harnessing that in the rehearsal room.
Mm.
The character of Fagin, who's the thief in the show, you know, the comedy character that everybody loves to hate and hates to love, he has a band of kind of misfits, his gang that he sends out, and they pickpocket people on the London streets.
Mm-hmm.
They're on stage in the centre of the show for about 25 minutes non-stop. They don't go off the stage, and they have five big songs and routines that they have to do. There's, as far as I'm aware, there's nothing like that in musical theatre that gives that opportunity to children, and they have to be excellent at it. And sometimes it's very hard for them in rehearsals, and we have to take them beyond their safety barriers, if you like.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back and find out more about this wonderful production, Oliver, award-winning, of course, and it's going to be happening from the 12th to the 23rd of April.